Good afternoon.
This looks psycho. This fiendishly entertaining.
Mr. Hitchcock, you're the most famous director in the history of the medium, but you're 60 years old.
Shouldn't you just quit while you're ahead?
He's going out of his mind looking for his next project.
I need something fresh. Something different.
It was the knife that, a moment later, cut off her scream and her head. Charming. Doris Day should do it as a musical.
Okay, here's the deal. Around this time of year, you can expect quite a few releases that are primarily meant to give an actor award nominations. For Anthony Hopkins, his movie this year is Hitchcock. This sort of biopic tells the story behind the making of the classic film Psycho, including the interpersonal drama behind the scenes and the hoops the studio made Hitch jump through during the production. While well acted by both Hopkins and Helen Mirren, who plays Hitchcock's wife, and somewhat interesting to anyone curious about the production of films, Hitchcock itself plays out a little soft. Still, it'll get some award notice, but the narcissism of Hollywood examining its own navel brings the freshness of the film down a bit. Hitchcock gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.